The Third Man may be considered one of the most important post-war movies of the last century, but how important is it to the people of Vienna, where the movie was set? Gerhard Straschwandner is director of the Third Man Museum.
In Vienna, it was not accepted so well, because it doesn't show us Viennese as we would like to be seen. We want to be seen elegant, friendly, cultural lovers, opera fans. But in the movie, they show us bending as the wind blows. For money, we are ready to look aside. We are not cooperating with the police, etc.
Although that time is now long gone, is that still something that the Viennese feel about that movie?
I have to say that the movie in Vienna is quite unknown. I mean, everybody knows the title, Third Man, everybody. Everybody knows the film music. The film music here was for ages number one. But the movie itself wasn't seen really by many people.
So who does come and see the movie then? Who are the people that are attracted to your museum?
I have to say it's mainly English, American and German visitors. Then Italian, then Spanish, Japanese and then Austrians.
Nonetheless, you've got a museum which obviously survives here and there are Third Man tours of the city and things like that. So presumably it is quite a big tourist draw for the city.
It is. And also Vienna Tourism Board promotes it because it's a bit different than the other stuff. And I have to say, we see it here in the museum every year better and better and better. So it's really multiplying. Also people that had been here, they tell it others because it's a bit weird, the whole thing. Sewers and a museum for a movie, etc.
So whereabouts in Vienna do you need to go if you really want to experience the Third Man?
Important places would be Sacher Hotel, Sacher Surrounding, then Josefsplatz, where they shot the key scenes of the movie. When you see Josefsplatz, you know, and you're a Third Man freak, you know very well what I'm talking about. Then the door entrance where Harry Lime appeared the first time after one full hour, the guy the first time seen. They always talk about him, but they didn't see him. So these are the most important places. And of course, Ferris Wheel.
And for you, what do you think's your favourite part of Vienna in relation to the Third Man? What's the bit that really sums it up for you?
I love the cemetery part a bit, because the cemetery, this long alley, this graves, it's still all there. So when you're there, you're in the movie, and it's quiet out there, untouched.
And why do you think the movie in particular has really captured people's imaginations? Because, I mean, there are thousands of movies made all the time, so why this movie?
It's quite realistic. I mean, it was fantastic photography, the black and white photography especially. The realism, it shows one of the bombed out cities of World War II, very unusually, and in a good way. They don't, for example, focus bad on the Russians. I mean, they don't show them in a nice way. There was no reason for doing that. But not like all the other post-war movies. They picked on that. Here, elegantly, it moves over that kind of barriers.
And what sort of things did they do to Vienna, maybe to make it look as atmospheric as it does in the movie? Is it exactly the way that it was, or did they add little bits and pieces?
Actually, it was exactly the way it was, but it was one perspective, of course. I mean, there had been nicer things, I hope, in the city than just people eating out of garbage and so on. But it was one aspect.
Tell me then a little bit about what inspired you to set up the museum in the first place, because it is quite unusual to have a museum dedicated to just one movie.
I'm actually a guide in Vienna also, and I was together a lot with Americans, with British people in the mid-1990s, and they always asked me about the movie The Third Man, and I felt really stupid, because I always had to say, sorry, I'm Viennese, I'm not familiar with this movie really. And I thought it was I'm making a joke. And then I watched it closely. And then I realized it's a fantastic movie. From the artistic point, from the information's in, Graham Greene, Leaves Behind. And then I was in New York in 1996. And I bought in Queens. I remember from a movie dealer, I bought three nice posters, quite cheap. And I put it up in the office of my wife, actually. She didn't like that. And 6 months later, she was thrown out of the office. The whole thing became already a kind of a museum. And then 5 years ago, I had a collection already, more than 2,000 items. And then I thought, I want to show it to the public. I mean, this brilliant movie, this brilliant aspect to talk about Vienna after the war. This is such an interesting chapter of history, which nobody talks about. They all end at Habsburg. Habsburg is important, but there was something which was not so nice for a moment. And out of that, we have now this fantastic city.
That's Gerhard Straschwandner, director of the Third Man Museum in Vienna. For more information, visit 3mpc.net.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.